It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But no, I feel like this has got Bob Fesco written all over it.
All right.
This next topic. Because you said the Yankees are the Chiefs.
That's right.
The Chiefs are the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. They're the two most important teams in their respective leagues right now. The Kansas City Chiefs are obviously the most important and the marquee team in the NFL right now. You know, with Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Taylor Swift, Andy Reid, the winning, the three-peating. Like, they are the darlings of the NFL. They are the most powerful, most important, most popular team right now in the NFL. You can say what you want about the Dallas Cowboys. The Kansas City Chiefs went 4 of the top 5 TV games already this year. So the Chiefs are that team.
Tonight, and they'll have all 5.
Interesting. It's going to be interesting to see the dynamic tonight because I don't know if New Orleans brings a lot to the party. And with the Royals playing, there may be split allegiances. I am really interested to see the ratings of this game tonight. Games, I should say, tonight. And the Yankees are the bell cow of Major League Baseball, as we know. And that means when it comes down to crunch time and the referees / umpires have an opportunity to affect the game, chances are they're going to side, if there's something close, with the Yankees or the Chiefs. That's just the way it goes because sports is a business. And when I talk about the script of this thing, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You had an opportunity on Saturday night to reverse a call. They didn't reverse that call. I don't know what their reasoning was for not reversing that call. I kind of have an idea what their reasoning was. Dollar signs. Mark Mangino said it 15 years ago now, 20 years ago probably now, when they lost that game to Texas. Dollar signs. That's what this is about, dollar signs. Did it benefit the Big 12 to have Texas win a game or Kansas to win a game? Well, Texas, that's your prize cow, if you will, right? Because they're a Longhorn. That's where the Yankees are right now. Where does it benefit Major League Baseball most? To have the Yankees win. What benefits the NFL most? Having the Chiefs win football games because of the interest level there. The Yankees are the cash cow of baseball. Chiefs are the cash cow of the NFL. And this dollar sign thing has been going on since Mangino talked about it in like 05, I guess now. I mean, we're talking about 20 years ago now when Mark Mangino had that famous line. So this is what sports is about. And that's why you can't let those calls impact the game. You have to find a way to take control of the game yourself. And that's where I look at Bobby, I look at Vinny, and I look at Salvi. And I go, 1 for 14? Yeah. Terrible non-reversal of a call at second base. Horrible strike 3 call to Bobby Witt. But 1 for 14 when you're from your 3 big bats in that lineup, it's got to be better than that. Don't let those calls have that impact on your game. Don't let those calls affect the outcome of the game. Control it yourself. Control your own destiny. And the Royals have an opportunity to do that tonight with Cole Reagans. But more importantly, that lineup, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, 1 for 14. Do that again tonight. We're probably talking about an 0-2 deficit.
I mean,
Yuli Gurriel with 3 runs and MJ Melendez is great, but boppers, man, you got to be better than 1 for 14.
No, I mean, trust me. Look, I do know, you know, that it was bad, right? Like they just, and I don't know, man, Bobby Witt Jr. showed some emotion that I'd never seen before.
That was good to see.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, not a great call, but again, he was 0 for 5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time Bobby Witt Jr. has been 0 for 5. Like, literally, I don't know if he's
like
ever,
even over the course of like 3 straight games, you know, like
in general, like, I don't know the last time he's gone 0 for that many. Like,
if that's what I'm saying, for that stretch, right?
True.
You know,
Bobby Witt Jr. 0 for 5. Vinny Pasquantino 0 for 5. Salvador Perez 1 for 4.
Right.
Like, that's, like you said, that
That right there is the difference in the game.
And I understand that that call was bad. That I'm not.
We know that was bad. But what did you do to help yourself? Right. You know.
And to me, that's why when I take the optimistic view of this game today or tonight, where people say, "Ah, down one on New York." Look, man. Every time New York threw a punch,
the Royals countered.
The Royals countered with an even heavier punch.
Yep.
Right. And the way they started that game off, and I even tweeted this, like, I know those first three outs hurt, but they hit those balls hard. And if that's the best the Yankees have to offer, they're in trouble.
Gerrit Cole was not good the other night.
No. And not only that, what the Royals threw, and this isn't a shot at Michael Wacha, but what the Royals threw, that's their least talented pitcher. Tonight, the Yankees get the Royals' best.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, you get Cole Reagans. Tonight, you get Big Hog Cole in New York, who you have not seen all year. Simulators, defibrillators, I don't know what sort of later you're using. You're not going to know what Cole Reagans is doing because you have not seen him this year. And if you do lose, you get Seth Lugo on Wednesday. Like, and the way the Royals lost.
Who are the Yankees rolling out on Wednesday?
Doesn't matter. Don't care.
Is it
probably
Clark Schmidt?
If they lose, I bet it's Cole.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That'd be 4 days rest.
Cole is scheduled to pitch to game five, I think, for them back in
Everybody
New York.
Pitches game five.
Yeah. But I think he's the scheduled starter if they get back to game. It's either going to be Clark Schmidt or...
Who gives a rip?
Somebody else. But, I mean, look, you got to win today. You got to take care of business today. Cole Reagans can pitch his ass off today, right? And do great Cole Reagans things. But if that 1-for-14 spot in the lineup shows up again, you got to find a way to get that better. You do. You just got to find your stars having to be stars. I mean, look at what happened in Philadelphia yesterday. They're moving on because Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos were superstars in that game last night, right? The Padres are moving on because their guys were superstars in that game last night against the Dodgers. They got back. And the Dodgers won on Saturday because Shohei Ohtani was a freaking superstar in that game. Stars have to be stars. Bobby Witt Jr. and Aaron Judge kind of canceled each other out, you know, combined 0 for 8 or whatever it was for those 0 for 9. For those two guys, like, they kind of canceled each other out. But who's going to be the bigger star? Is Bobby Witt going to be the bigger star and show he's the MVP? Or is Aaron Judge going to be the bigger star and shows that he's... Like, Aaron Judge comes out, you got second and third and nobody out, and Aaron Judge comes to the plate, and I look at my wife, I'm like, I'm not worried about this at all. He's going to strike out. Sure enough, Aaron Judge strikes out. You get out of that inning. Like, you've got to find a way to have your guys be better than the Yankee stars, and it's not that hard to do in the playoffs because Aaron Judge isn't a big-game player.
Mm-hmm. Reagans pitched in game three in New York, and gave up 2 in the 4-3 loss. Okay. My bad. So Reagans has faced the Yankees.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
My bad.
For game three, the Yankees are deciding between Clark Schmidt or Luis Gill.
Oh, Luis Gill.
Yeah. It's a silent G.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gill. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't see. Look, the Royals countered. They suffered a very brutal call. And they had their two, which I guess is the optimistic take again, their two and three hitters were combined 0-for-9. They got a call wrong that led to a go-ahead run, and they still lost by 1. It didn't feel like the Yankees outdid it. That felt like a different matchup than the two series the Royals and Yankees played this year.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. It's playoff baseball, right?
When they played the Yankees in the regular season and they came in and it was like, damn, we only won 2 out of 7. They went 2-5 against the Yankees in the regular season. That game felt like both teams matched up equal. And that was Michael Wacha, not Cole Reagans. This is playoff baseball, not you got tomorrow promised.
Right, no, I mean, it is. And I mean, that's the big difference, man. Like, I don't know if you guys are all feeling it and are finally into it, you know? But every pitch matters, man. Every pitch matters. And you're sitting there and your stomach is turning.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine being a participant in one of these games as one of these players. Like, we're sitting here mocking Aaron Judge, but can you imagine what kind of pressure that is? You get that bat in your hand. You're wearing those pinstripes. You know you're no good in the postseason, and that's got to be going through your head. Like, just get a hit. Oh, strike three, I'm out.
Well, that's why they get paid.
And thinking about, like, Bobby Witt or Salvador Perez or any of these guys playing in these games, I know what I'm going through as a fan watching every pitch of this series. I can't imagine. Like, it's different than the NFL for whatever reason, man. Like, the NFL postseason games don't feel like this. I guess because we have Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But, like, these playoff games so far, not just the Royals, just about all of them so far, have been just compelling theater, have been just great sporting events to watch. And mm-hmm. you're sitting on the edge of your seat for every one of these games. It's been crazy, except for the one last night where it was 10-2. But, I mean, you got bottles being thrown, guys taking balls out of the crowd and robbing home runs. And, I mean, it's wild right now in this postseason. This has been a great postseason so far. I just wish we get a win tonight. Hope we get a win tonight. Get a win tonight, man. Everything going to be great. Come back to Kansas City with home field advantage. Let's go.
Shout out to the statistician listening to the show. Bobby Witt Jr.'s last 0-for-5 was June 18th.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Thank you. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.